From Hollywood, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis are brought to you by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. By Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. By Chesterfield. Chesterfields are much milder. And from the report of a well-known research organization, Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. And by Anison, for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Well, the little man, the control booth, just gave the go signal, which means we're off on another 30-minute ride over the kilocycles. Jerry, my undernourished partner, seems to be a little late tonight, so while I'm waiting for the anchor that's usually around my neck, I'd like to sing about the rainbow around my shoulder. So, Ricardo, let's it go.
There's a rainbow around my shoulder and a sky of blue above. Oh, the sun shines bright, the world's all right, 'cause I'm in love. There's a rainbow round my shoulder and it fits me like a glove. Let it blow and storm, but I'll be warm, 'cause I'm in love. Hallelujah, how the folks will stare when they see that diamond solitaire that my little sugar baby is gonna wear. Yes, sir, there's a rainbow round my shoulder and a sky of blue above, and I'm shouting so the world'll know that I'm in love. Will stare when they see that diamond solitaire that my little sugar baby is gonna wear. Yes, sir, there's a rainbow round my shoulder and the sky of blue above, and I'm shouting so the world will know that I'm here.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. And now, folks, it becomes my pleasure.
It's rainbow round my nostrils.
Jerry, once and for all, don't come out screaming. I don't want you to do that. How many times must I tell you?
As often as you like, Booby.
I don't be an idiot. Honestly, sometimes I think you must have the smallest, the tiniest brain in the whole world.
Smaller than an olive pit?
Yep.
Smaller than a pumpkin seed?
Uh-huh.
Smaller than a BB?
That's right.
Good heavens, no wonder I'm an idiot.
Jerry, is it possible that you were actually born?
Listen here, Dean Martin, you know very well I was born. I was born in Chicago, Salt Lake City, Omaha, and Newark.
You were born in four different towns?
Sure, mother was a stoker on a super cheap.
Jerry! Now look how you fool around. You're young, Jerry. You should be working to perfect your talent. Why, when I was your age, I always had my nose to the grindstone.
Your nose was to the grindstone.
Certainly.
You lied about the plastic surgeon.
All right, Jerry, that does it. I quit.
You quit? What you need is a vacation, Dean. Why don't you go up to Mexico?
Down to Mexico.
Up.
Down.
Up.
Down.
Up.
Down.
Let's go on the swings now. I'm nauseous from the
Tell me, Jerry, why are you so crazy? What makes you this way?
Well, when I was 6 years old, Mother had her ears pierced.
Now, what's that got to do with it?
Nothing. And I bet we never find a place for that line.
No. I guess it's time we change the subject anyhow. Who's our first guest?
Well, tonight we're supposed to have that fellow who knows all about good eating.
Oh, you mean Conrad von Crunch, the famous gourmet? Didn't I tell you he's not coming?
I don't make believe I'm von Crunch, and no one will be the wiser.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen. A few months ago, we were honored with a visit from that internationally famous connoisseur of fine foods, Mr. Conrad von Crunch. Tonight, Herr von Crunch has graciously consented to pay us a return visit to discuss the world's eating habits. Here he is, the foremost epicure of our generation. And, Mr. von Crunch, how are you?
Ach, the whole stomach is aching.
You probably ate something that didn't agree with you.
Disagreed? It feels like a fist fight down there.
Would you mind telling me what made you sick?
Always I get sick from breast of guinea hen under the glass.
Well, I didn't know you get sick from guinea hen under glass.
Who knew it was under glass?
Well, still, no one knows food like you, Herr von Kranz. Tell me, what's your favorite meat dish?
I have many favorites. There is meat a la Stromboli, meat a la Riniadori, and meat Danny Wilson.
Oh, meat Danny Wilson? But that's the name of a movie with Frank Sinatra.
With Frank Sinatra, it is not meat, Danny Wilson. It is skin and bone, Danny Wilson.
Well, then, as a gourmet, what, in your opinion, is the greatest delicacy?
More than anything, I like Romanov caviar on pumpadine bread.
Not pumpadine, it's pumpernickel.
When's the last time you've been shopping?
I see what you mean. The food prices are pretty high.
Pretty high? Oh, du lieber. I see now where A1 sauce is now up to A2.
Gosh, I hope prices don't keep rising like that. Some of us will miss a lot of meals, you know.
I am used to a dough. Only last night I missed supper.
Well, how'd that happen?
My Uncle Ludwig was sick in the hospital, and my wife was supposed to bring him a pint of blood, but instead of the blood, she brought him my borscht.
Well, that's terrible. How does Uncle Ludwig feel?
How would you feel with a boiled potato in your veins?
I was wondering, Herr von Crunch, what do you consider the most important thing next to a hearty appetite?
Well, I would say the first thing is to have your ears pierced.
What?
What'd you say? See, just like I said, it don't fit there either.
Well, thank you, Mr. von Crunch. Well, now that Jerry has had a chance to give some advice on a subject he knows nothing about, I think it's about time we gave Jimmy Wallington a chance to give some advice on something he knows everything about.
Well, thanks, Dean. And now here's something of interest to everybody.
For breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Dentine tastes so good.
Dentine freshens your breath.
Dentine helps keep your teeth sparkling clean and white.
Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Before you go out, and always after eating, drinking, smoking, refresh your breath with Dentine. You'll love Dentine chewing gum, for Dentine has a wonderful, tingling, nippy flavor that lingers on and on. It's delicious. And remember, Dentine helps keep your teeth white, too. Keep Dentine handy. You'll enjoy refreshing your breath when you chew Dentine. So, for breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Well, the other day I had a date to cut a few records, and one of the new ones really hit my fancy. In hopes that you folks will feel the same way about it, I'm going to give it a run through right now.
Until you find the one you want to want you. Until you find his eyes constantly haunt you. Until northerly ever can thrill you. You'll never know the glory of a heart in love. Until you're swept away with an emotion as high as stars above, as great as the ocean. Don't say you've been in love, for it isn't true. Until you love someone as I love you.
Fine job, Dean. And now, we'd like to follow up with some important information. Ladies and gentlemen, if the recent Federal Trade Commission decision has made you wonder about the contents of your cigarette, you can be glad if you're smoking Chesterfield.
Chesterfield gives you scientific facts and names its ingredients. Chesterfield uses tobaccos pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities, and kept tasty and fresh by the only tried and tested hygroscopic or moistening agents, proven by over 40 years of continuous use in USA tobacco products as entirely safe for use in the mouth. Pure natural sugars and chemically pure harmless glycerol. Nothing else. Chesterfield has the newest and most modern research laboratories and factories, staffed by experts. Outside independent consultants include many eminent scientists from leading universities.
Chesterfield has, for your smoking pleasure and protection, every advantage known to modern science.
I know that our guest tonight is one of your favorites, and she certainly is one of ours. Here is one of Hollywood's most talented actresses, easily one of the most beautiful women on the screen, and a very wonderful gal, Miss Linda Darnell.
Well, thanks for that lovely introduction, Dean.
You seem a little upset tonight. What's wrong?
Oh, well, gosh, Dean, who wouldn't be upset? You know, before the show, I was in the control booth, and that partner of yours opened the door and poked his head in.
Well, what's wrong with that? Lots of people poke their heads into the control booth.
On the end of a stick.
Jerry won't give you any trouble, Linda. He'll take one look at that beautiful face and...
Hey, Dean, where's the...
Good heavens. I guess I must have passed away.
Jerry, what makes you think you're dead?
I see an angel.
But, Jerry, I'm not an angel.
You're not in heaven?
Of course not.
No wonder the little white cloud is crying.
Don't look now, Linda, but I think the kid has fallen for you.
Gosh, look how my lips quiver. My heart pounds, my head throbs, my spine vibrates, and my knees shake.
He's not falling for me. He's falling apart.
Right. Jerry, you're talking to Linda Darnell now. Get a grip on yourself.
Better I should talk to myself and get the grip on Linda Darnell.
Oh, easy, Jerry. That's no way to talk to a lady of Miss Darnell's stature.
Here now, she ain't no statue.
Oh, shut up.
Look at her laugh. You ever see a slab of cement move like that?
Well, you got me there, Jerry. Tell me, Linda, how does a girl get so beautiful?
Well, Dean, you'd be surprised what can be done with just a little makeup.
Oh, I know all about that. I had a girl once, and she used waffle makeup.
Oh, no. No, Jerry, you mean cake makeup.
No, waffle. She had holes in her face.
You sure know the strangest people.
Oh, that's nothing. My brother Harry used to look just like you.
Your brother Harry looked like Linda Darnell? Why? That's crazy.
That's just what I told him. Harry, I said, it's crazy for you to run around looking like Linda Darnell.
And what did Harry say?
Nothing. His mouth was full of bobby pins.
Oh.
Hey, Jerry, your brother must have been quite a ladies' man.
Nah, I'm the ladies' man in the family. Why, once I dated Rita Hayworth, and we parked at Eagle Rock. Then I took out Lana Turner, and we parked at Eagle Rock. Then I took out Janet Leigh, and we parked at Eagle Rock.
Say, that sounds exciting.
What exciting? You see one eagle, you seen them all.
Linda, before he drives you mad, suppose we head into our sketch for tonight.
Well, that sounds swell, Dean. Hey, what kind of a play are we doing?
Well, it's kind of special. So, supposing we let Jimmy Wallington take it from him.
Ladies and gentlemen, for many weeks, the great American public has been warned by day and by night of a very important event. Shrimp boats is a-coming.
The shrimp boats are coming!
Shrimp boats is a-coming.
All right, so where are they already?
Tonight, our stars will endeavor to answer the question that has been plaguing the nation. What's been keeping the shrimp boats? We take you now to a small fishing schooner making its lonely way through the green waters of the Gulf Coast. It is piloted by that fearless shrimp runner, Captain Blah.
Mr. Christian! Mr. Christian!
Great, is it, Captain?
Come up here on the poop deck and make it fast!
Doggone, why?
I'm lonesome.
Captain, the men are ready to mutiny. They can't stand the food.
I don't understand it. Just look at this menu, shrimp cocktail, shrimp salad, deep dish shrimp pie, shrimp fried shrimp and shrimp jubilee. Tell me the truth, Christian.
Are the men tired of shrimp?
That is worse than that, Captain.
Then what is it?
We ran out of cocktail sauce.
Good heavens, we must get back to shore.
But who knows the way?
Just turn left when we come to that school of herring we saw the other day.
But this is a big ocean. How can we find the school of herring?
Simple. I marked it with a spoonful of sour cream.
Look what just come up in the shrimp net.
Hi, fellas.
Are you ready?
Holy smoke, that's the biggest shrimp I ever saw.
Easy, Captain. That's a girl.
How would I know? I've been at sea for 4 years.
4 years at sea? Well, Captain, I brought you something you haven't seen in a long, long time.
Oh, goody, you brought cocktail sauce.
Captain, we better get her out of the way before the men see her. I better hide her in my cabin.
I'm supposed to be the captain. I'll hide her in my cabin.
Hey, don't I have anything to say about this?
Sure, go ahead, baby. Make your choice.
What cabin are the shrimps in?
Don't listen to her, Captain. She's just a stowaway.
I don't know what she stowed away, but she sure stowed it in the right place.
Well, since we got her aboard, Captain, maybe we better give her a job or two.
Okay, she can start making shrimp nets.
But I don't know how to make nets.
It's simple. Just take a few holes and tie them together with string.
Oh, gee, Captain. Captain, you know everything about the sea. It must be wonderful to spend your life like this.
Yes, it's the greatest life in the world. Why, when I stand on the deck of my own stout craft, the wind blowing in my face, the spray blowing on my neck, the boat rolling and weaving underneath me, it's then that I look up to the sky and say,
We're wasting time, Captain.
Mr. Christian, hoist the mizzenmast, lower the jib, furl the starboard, and check the rick.
Oh, Captain, Captain, you're taking the shrimp boats home at last. Oh, Captain, Captain, I'm so happy I could kiss you.
How about me? Don't I get a kiss?
Of course, Mr. Christian. Here's your kiss.
Captain, you pushed him overboard. Well, it looks like we're alone. Just you and me.
Yeah, baby. Just you and me. Nothing but the two of us. We're really going to get to know each other. And I might as well get started by popping a big question.
Go on, darling. Ask me. Ask me anything.
Did you really bring the cocktail sauce?
Well, as we anchor the shrimp boats for the night, it's time to go ashore and listen to Jimmy Wallington.
Thank you, Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, when we ask you to try Anacin for the relief of pain due to a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, we're not asking you to try a new or unproved method, for there are many people listening in now who have been introduced to Anacin tablets by their own dentist or physician. You who have received Anacin this way know the effective, incredibly fast relief these tablets bring. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. People by the thousands are using modern Anacin today instead of other ways. Doesn't their experience seem worth following? Try Anacin the next time you suffer pains from headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. You'll be delighted with the results. Ask your druggist for Anacin today. Anacin is spelled A-N-A-C-I-N.
A number of years ago, when I was struggling to get a foothold in this wonderful world we call show business, I went through a pretty bad period. The breaks weren't coming, and I got into the habit of walking around with a face a mile long. Well, one day I was parked in a little cafe, growling at the waitress, when the jukebox struck up a song, and the lyrics hit me right between the eyes. The words sunk into my mind, and they never left. And they tell of a wonderful philosophy that everybody should bear in mind.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles at you. when you're laughing. Oh, when you're laughing. The sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing. Be happy again. Keep on smiling. 'Cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles at you. On smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
So terrific. I sure hope my Uncle Myron heard it.
Why?
Because if he listened to the words, maybe he'd smile once in a while. He never smiled.
Ah, what's the matter with him? No sense of humor?
No teeth.
Say, Dean, I'd like to add my vote of confidence. That was a wonderful job.
Well, thank you, Linda.
I wish this was an hour show.
Why?
I like her.
I like you too, Jerry. And I want to thank you both for a lot of laughs tonight.
Thank you, Linda. And come again real soon, huh?
That goes double, triple, and quadruple for me, Linda.
Good night, boys. Good night, everybody.
Good night, sweetheart.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't mind this idiot getting serious for a moment, we'd like very much to give our heartfelt thanks to all of you who have sent contributions to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And for those of you who haven't contributed as yet, please give this wonderful charity a little thought. In this age of miracles, it is a horrible thing to think that there is still a disease that is incurable. Somewhere there must be a cure for muscular dystrophy, and your contributions will help our wonderful scientists to find it. Please mail your contributions to MDA, New York 8, New York. That's MDA, Muscular Dystrophy Associations, New York 8, New York. Thank you.
Well, folks, until next week, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis reminding you that we appear on radio through the courtesy of Hal Wallace Productions, producers of our current picture, Sailor Beware. Night, everybody.
Good night.
From Hollywood, you have just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear, produced and directed by Dick Mack, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile. Brought to you by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. By Chesterfield. Chesterfields are much milder. And from the report of a well-known research organization, Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. And by Anison, for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. Linda Darnell can soon be seen in the David E. Rose Technicolor production, Saturday Island.